This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG, Columbus, Ohio, AM 820.
It's Friday, September 22nd at 8 o'clock, and we welcome you back to the St. Gabriel Radio's Fall Spirit Drive 2017. I'm your host for this hour, David Martin, and I have in my company the inimitable Mark Hawk, the president of the board of directors of St. Gabriel Radio, and the one and only Father Dave Sizemore, who needs no introduction.
What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome back to the Fall Spirit Drive. This is our third day of the drive, a big day. We know that all of our Friday listeners are especially generous of heart. They're excited about the weekend. They want to start it off with something big. And so we invite them to start it the best way of all by calling us at 614-459-4820, where you can make your donation of support to St. Gabriel Radio as we continue this ministry 365 days a year. 24 hours a day, every minute of the day, we're out there proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ through the truth of the Catholic Church. Father Dave, it wouldn't be right to begin any hour but by the most important way of all, and so would you lead us in our prayer.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, we know that we were made for more, and that more is you. And you are so much more than our thoughts, our dreams, our hopes, our aspirations, and what we grasp at in this world. As beautiful as this world is, you are so much more. And so we pray that as we're driving to work today, or as we're sitting in a studio, or as we're hauling the kids off to school, or back to our house, or any number of other things that we do, that we always set our hearts upon the more that is you. The more life, the more abundant life, the joy, the hope, the promise, the life here and now, and the life that is just wow, in heaven and waits for us. Bless us and bless our hour here together, and bless this mission of St. Gabriel Radio, both for those who are here offering it and those who are out there receiving it. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Always the right way to begin. Lord, we ask your blessing. We ask your blessing, of course, on every listener who's tuned in right now. And again, you're listening to AM 820, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, our Fall Spirit Drive. I have good news for every listener, wherever you are right now, whatever you're doing, whether it is the routine or something special, whether it is uplifting or challenging. You are exactly where God wants you in this moment, and he is with you right now.
Now listen, we're starting off the hour, and we've got some goals. Our goal is we need 20 gifts during this hour, just 20 gifts. Now, of those 20 gifts, our goal is 7 sustaining members and 1 leadership gift. Now,
what is a sustaining member, Father?
A sustaining member is $20 or more a month. $20 or more a month. And we need that. That's kind of our bread and butter, isn't it, Mark?
That's right. That's right.
And then a leadership gift is a $1,000 gift or more. We need those. We need those every hour. And then finally, you also are looking for business membership. And that's $50 or more. So if you've got a business out there and you want us to promote it, then you'll get a lot of listening from our listeners. We'll tell our listeners about your name and about what you do. And how many times a year does that happen, or a month does that happen?
We promise 100 mentions a year, mm-hmm. which is fantastic. But as our regular listeners to this Friday morning part of the Spirit Drive know, if you call during the time that Father Dave and Mark and I are on, and you are a business member supporter, I'm sure that your name will get mentioned more than 100 times in the year.
More than 100 times in just that hour.
Just that hour,
right?
We love to say the names of
our
businesses.
But then you also get that 100 times a year, too, right? Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Like, I would just throw out to you Kurtz Brothers. Mm-hmm. Kurtz Brothers are a great
Hold on,
supporter.
Who is it?
The Kurtz Brothers.
And now are
That's
they?
Where you want to get your malt.
So Kurtz Brothers is their business membership, right?
Yes, Kurtz Brothers is their business membership.
Oh, awesome. Now, Kurtz Brothers, what do they do?
They have malt and other outdoor needs that can be met right through them. They often have great deals. Sometimes the deals are tied to St. Gabriel Radio, and you can get that all through Kurtz Brothers.
Wow. I'm gonna get all my malts at Kurtz Brothers.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't need malt, but I'm going to get all my malts there.
It's all you can tell me about Kurtz Brothers. So that's just a great example.
And Kurtz Brothers has already gotten a major portion of their 100 messages, so we're going to outdo that.
But they're going to get that other one. This is all bonus.
Exactly.
This is bonus hour.
So if you call us with a business membership, we're thrilled to support you just as you support us.
Listen, we'll take any gift, whether it's a $25 gift today, a $50 gift, a $1,000 gift, or anything in between that. But we do have some of those goals to keep us on mark in order to be able to fund what we're doing here. And that's really important, is that we need to remind people that we are a listener-supported station. We don't get major grants. We don't get funding from the diocese. Diocese is very supportive of us. But this is a listener-initiated and a listener-funded radio station. So we really do depend on our day-to-day operations and getting out the word, the message of Christ through St. Gabriel Radio on you. If you're not supporting us, then we're always in peril of not being on the air, you know?
And Father, that's why we come twice a year with these spirit drives, spring and fall, to gain the support to keep us on air. But the sustaining membership, the reason why we talk about that and to understand the value of that, we have a goal of 7 sustaining members. Those folks are able to give to us throughout the year to keep every single month, not just those 2 spirit drives. So that's why we encourage you, and we thank all of our current sustaining members. There are many folks who have helped us get where we are today and to enable the station to be strong. But join us. If you've been a listener and you haven't made that step, that's what our call is, to consider becoming a sustaining member. And any gift is a blessing, whether you're a business or a leadership, but the sustaining membership is something that gives all year long.
Just give us a call right now at 614-459-4820.
And we want to hear those phones ring. You can also go on St. Gabriel Radio, so stgabrielradio.com, stgabrielradio.com. Either way, you're able to give those gifts. And yeah, that sustaining gift is so important, Mark. I mean, we know that. I know that. I'm seeing that in the parishes I've served over the years, is that more and more of our parishioners themselves have caught on to that, and they're making the decision to give through EFT or a credit card or from their paycheck or whatever, because they see the mission of their parish as so important. It's the same with St. Gabriel Radio and a lot of other charities that we give to, is that we don't want to become forgetful of that, and we don't want to just be motivated just at the Spirit Drive. We want to make our gift year-round, and doing that, making that sustaining gift, and saying, "Hey, listen, I draw upon my account on this date monthly," and then we know, and we can build a budget based upon that.
Yeah, that's important, isn't it? I mean, that sustained gifts allows you to plan, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a great tool for planning. We all do that as families. We know what's coming in and we know what's going out. It's called a budget, and we're able to do that, I think, especially with these sustaining gifts. But again, folks, we'll take any gift. We have 20 gifts this hour, and I think we're ready for...
Oh, we have our giving angel. We have an angel update on our generous supporters.
Good morning, everyone. Keep calling 614-459-4820. The phone volunteers have started coming in at 7:30 this morning, so they're waiting on your calls to take your donations. And one of the people that have already called in is Lisa. She's from Seton Parish, and she became a sustaining member.
All right.
And one of the things that she really likes, that she says she enjoys everything, all the programs are great. And one of the things you want to remember, everyone who calls in receives, is in the drawing for Our Lady of Fatima. That is a 30-inch statue, and it's the same one that is in the studio, and it's absolutely gorgeous. So call in so you can get your name in for that. We also have, for those who have called into stgabrielradio.com, we have Rosalia. She is from Columbus, and she has made a donation.
Thank you, Rosalia. God bless
Anna,
you.
Anna, she is from Columbus and has made a donation, and she also is a sustaining member.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you, Anna.
And Janice is from Columbus. Thank you very much. Also, don't forget to keep calling in at 614-459-4820. Now, we have what we call multi-year sustaining members, and those are the sustaining members that year after year after year is supporting St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and we really appreciate it because we do want Catholic radio in our town. And so we thank Steve and Renee from St. Agatha, Mike from St. Paul the Apostle, Michael and Suzanne from St. Michael, Larry and Celeste from St. Elizabeth, and John from St. Michael, and John from St. Cecilia. Keep calling that number, 614-459-4820, or go online or your phone to stgabrielradio.com. As Father has said, it is a listener-supported radio, and we want to keep our Catholic radio station here in town. Thank you.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you, Diana.
Wow.
Our angel. You're our angel. Thank you, Diana.
Steve and Renee,
she just
Mike,
flew out
Michelle
of the studio,
Susan.
By the way. She's,
yeah, she's
going back to
away.
Heaven. Yeah. But she's going to descend back down a little bit later.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Especially as we start getting some calls in, you know. So listen, I'm in a new parish.
Right,
I'm at St. Francis de Sales in Newark, and I need to start hearing from my peeps. So start calling in, okay? I'd love to hear from you. StGabrielRadio.com or call 614-459-4820.
Now, we cover all things Catholic and all things important on Catholic radio. So here's my question, Father Dave, and Mark could probably tell me too. Is it Newark or Newark? I'm not sure.
It's Newark. There's no two syllables.
Okay.
Okay, it's not Newark.
Okay.
It's one syllable, Newark.
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 You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Newark by the Oral Fields.
By the Earl Fields.
Now, you're talking to two new transplants to Newark, okay? Because Mark moved to Newark probably about a year or so ago.
A year ago, yeah.
Because his business, Rev Local.
Aren't they a sponsor?
He is a business sponsor, in fact.
Yeah, Rev Local is.
Rev Local.
Not Mark, but Rev Local is.
Yes. Well, probably Mark, too, but his business is Rev Local. Anyways, it's out in that area, and so he and his family moved out there, and then, he's such a great guy, I just decided to follow him out there. I was starting to miss him, so.
Well, I noticed that they opened up the roads to Granville and everything. I assume that was all because of Mark.
I think it was, exactly, yeah. So I'm getting the benefit from it,
Community planning, right?
Yeah, very
Mark
planning,
Godfrey.
Yeah, thanks.
So St. Francis de Sales, your new parish.
Yeah.
It's exciting. I know you have a lot of people who love you back at St. John Newman Parish, too. Is it Newman or Neumann?
It's actually Neumann.
It is Neumann.
The previous priest that I followed over 12 years ago told me, he said he fought that battle, tried to get people to pronounce it the way it's pronounced from his home country, and he lost that battle. So
it's
Newman.
Let's call the whole thing off.
It's Newman.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Where was St. John Neumann from?
Bohemia, I think, or something like that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That'd be the Czech Republic. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Yeah. So anyhow, we welcome Father Dave's current parishioners who love him at St. Francis de Sales to give us a call, and even the ones who don't love him to give us a call, because that'll really increase the numbers.
And we'd love to hear from St. John Newman people.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So exactly. Give us a call, 614-459-4820. 4820.
And because our community even extends beyond Father Dave's parishes, we welcome, of course, all of our listeners from all of our great parishes, including my brothers and sisters at my home parish of St. Andrews, the people I love who I celebrated with in days past at Holy Family and at St. Christopher's and the St. Pat's folks. Give us a call because we know you're all part of our community.
And when you call, a great thing I love that people do, and we just do this so well as Catholics anyways, is that we do it in honor of, do it in honor of a grandmother or grandfather who passed on the faith to you. Do it in honor of a priest or a religious person who really had a great influence on your faith formation. You can do it in honor of a husband or a wife or the years of marriage.
A teacher,
a godparent. Yeah, yeah. Do it in honor of Dave. You know, because, you know, he's a great host, so, right?
I welcome your calls.
Yeah.
But listen, we have better stuff. So here's the thing. We have a clip right now, and I think it's from one a radio favorite of many, and that's Father John Ricardo from his radio show, Christ is the Answer. So let's hear what Father John Ricardo has to say about the true meaning of freedom.
The freest human person who ever lived was who? Mary is the freest human person who ever lived. Because freedom has two components to it. Whereas in our culture, we tend to think of only one. The one that we tend to think of all the time is freedom from any and all restraints. That's really the only freedom that we understand. But the second part of freedom, which is just as important, if not more so, it's the purpose for which you want to be free from restraints, is so that you can be free for doing something. Because Mary is free from the restraint of sin and the inclination of selfishness, Mary is free for making of herself a gift to the Lord when the angel Gabriel comes to her and makes the announcement that he does at the Annunciation. The purpose of freedom is to be able to choose to love, to choose to do the good. To the extent that I do not always choose to do the good reveals that I am not yet free, or at least not yet as free as I both was made to be and as I want to be. It doesn't take a whole lot of reflection to look back on your day today, let alone our lives, and think, okay, I did X. You know, I got short with so-and-so at work or at home, or, you know, I didn't guard my eyes or I didn't guard my thoughts. And you realize, man, I just kind of am not yet who I really want to be. That's because I don't have the freedom that I want to have. Jesus came to give us freedom, to put his spirit within us so that we could grow in that. So our notion of truth is skewed, which is one of the reasons that we're going to find it challenging. Not so much when we talk about heaven, salvation, forgiveness, mercy, but when we start talking about sin, the need for repentance, the moral teachings of the church, that's when it kind of goes, ooh, well, that's a little uncomfortable. Got a cramp right there. That's why we get cafeteria Catholics. You know, we're going through the line and go, okay, yeah, I'll take redemption. Mm-hmm, that'd be great. Salvation, love of the Father, thank you. Big helping of that. Heaven, yes, lots of that. Purgatory, you know what, I'm actually trying to cut down right now. Sin, woo! You know what, I had some of that last week. I'm not interested in that. Church's sexual teaching, ooh, no. Certainly not touching that this week. Some of you might have remembered when Pope Benedict was elected, there was a picture of him with a chef's hat on, standing at a buffet counter with a spatula in his hand, I think, and the caption just said, "The cafeteria is closed." Not because we're trying to control everybody. Anybody who thinks he or I or anybody's trying to control anybody is really out to lunch. What we're trying to do is to hand on the beauty of the faith. Anybody bring a Bible? I hope so, because this is an RCIA class, so we're going to hopefully look at Scripture. Flip to 1 John. Those of you who don't know the Bible well, it's towards the end. If you don't have time to find it, just listen with me real quick. John writes this, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we saw it and testify to it and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest to us." Why do we do this? "That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you so that you may have fellowship with us." In other words, John's sitting there talking to us going, we have seen God in the flesh. We lived with him. We ate with him. We drank with him. We talked with him. We heard him. Over and over again, we encountered him. We saw him die. We saw him risen. We saw him ascend. And in communicating himself to us and revealing the Father to us, he has taught us about life. He's rescued us from ignorance, from futility, from despair, from confusion, from hopelessness. He's told us where we come from, where we're going, and how to get there. And in doing so, he has given us joy. And we're talking to you because we want you to have it. That's what this is about. So when the Pope says the cafeteria is closed, he didn't say that, by the way. It was some guy who made a cute little caption said it. But when the church just holds to the teachings that's been handed on to it from the Lord, handed on to the apostles, it does it with the conviction that this will bring us abundant life. That is Jesus' promise to you and me. I have come that you may have abundant life. Not mediocre life, not enough to get by. Abundant life. Do you have it? Do I? And yet we run to all these different books or workshops or talks or people who are out there trying to take our money, tickle our itching ears in hopes that they will lead us to abundant life, but they cannot deliver what they're promising. Only God can deliver what he's promising, because only God is faithful. He is the one who made us, and he made us simply so that we would be happy, not so that he would have little puppets to control. He made us for happiness. He made us to be his friends, not because he was lonely and bored, but because he wanted to bestow the gift of his friendship upon us. And it doesn't cost you a dime. It'll cost you your life, but it doesn't cost you a dime.
That was Father John Ricardo from his morning radio show, Christ is the Answer, which is played here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio each weekday morning at 8 a.m. from 8 to 9. It's a wonderful drive time to enjoy the words of Father John Ricardo. I'm in the studio, by the way. This is David Martin, and we're here in the midst of our fall spirit drive. And I'm in the studio with Father Dave Sizemore and Mark Hawk, the president of our board of directors. We welcome you, as you listen, to contact us at 614-459-4820 with your pledge of support for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Father John Ricardo's Christ is the Answer is just one of many programs that we air every day and throughout the week to build the faithful in their understanding of God's love and in the meaning of what it is to be church. And Father Dave Sizemore, I love what Father John does here in helping us really understand the true meaning of freedom. We really miss that, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We see one side of it, and it's a very important side, but we don't see the other side, and it's even more important because we weren't put in this world to be free from. You know, it's interesting, as religious people, there's some of us who are religious and some of us who are not religious, but we often have the same objection, and that is that religion just seems to be about a bunch of rules. And so we set about being free from those rules, you know, and yet the religion itself and its definition, the word itself is to kind of create a measure for our lives, you know. And, to like measure out a room or something, you know, there's certain dimensions. It implies like parameters. And we don't like those parameters, right? But that's our understanding then of freedom. And the reason why is because I think how we live as in the secular world. In the secular world, we go about saying, I'm free from, you know, I'm free from. Or I want to be free from all the government regulations, all of the expectations of my school. I'm free from all of these things that people put upon me. I'm free to do whatever I want. And so the implication is that that's freedom because there's nothing holding me back. I can do whatever I want, right? But that's the first part, okay? The second part is that we're free for. You know, that we're given freedom by God for a purpose, right? Now, it's difficult to be free for something if you're not free from something, right?
That's true.
Okay, so and what Father Ricardo is talking about is how can we be free to serve God? How can a husband be free to serve his wife out of love for her and to sacrifice his life out of love for his children if he's not free from sin?
Yeah.
You know, free from pornography, free from over drinking, free from whatever.
Selfishness. So
the free from part is really important. But then we just kind of like stop there and we think, well, that's freedom, that I'm free from the restrictions of others. I can do whatever I want. No, actually, we can't do whatever we want because we're not free from the stuff that holds us bound and doesn't allow us to live unbounded lives, which was what God wants. It's what he created us for. He created us to be free for him. You know?
And that's good news.
Yeah, that's great news.
We kind of lose that in our culture.
You know,
that's free, really good news.
Free for him. Free to not just to follow him, you know, but to love him and be loved by him. You know, God wants to love us fully, and he is capable of doing that. And it's like giving us his love every day. But we have to be free from other things to be able to receive that love and to receive that grace and that blessing and that abundance of life. And so it's both It's not either or. It's both.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But we have so truncated or nearsighted our understanding of freedom, and it was meant to be the first step that leads us to the greater step, and that is free for the fullness of life that God offers us now, so that we can do the things that God called us to do in this world, to be great, to be holy, mm-hmm. to be joy-filled, to be alive and well in Him. And in that alive and well, abundant life, we are so much more capable of bringing the happiness that we hoard and hold on to when we say we're free from.
So free from leads to free for. By the way, I reminded when Pope John Paul II, now St. John Paul, when he met Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan, it's reported Ronald Reagan, when the Pope came to America, said, "Welcome to the land of the free." And John Paul to him, "Yes, free, but free for what? Free for what?"
Awesome.
Profound.
That
profound.
Is profound.
Well, speaking of
the
freedom.
The angel has flown back into the room.
She's, there are some people who are free
descended
for
down from heaven.
St. Gabriel. And, let's hear about it.
And her name is Diane.
Diane
actually,
floated
it's
down.
Deanna Marie.
Deanna Marie.
You
wow,
no
even
idea,
better.
Though.
Even better.
She floated down.
Yeah.
I floated down. Thank you, everyone. The phones are ringing, but we have our volunteers all ready to answer your call at 614-459-4820 or go to your computer or phone to stgabrielradio.com.
And Deanna Marie, listen, I just want to add this. You, our listeners, you are free for calling us right now.
That's
free
for. Right. So we want to thank Chrissy, and she is from Our Lady of Victory Parish, and this is in honor of her father-in-law, Joseph Murray.
Oh, beautiful.
And her favorite program is Father John Ricardo, Call to Communion. And that is another way that you can donate to St. Gabriel, is in honor of someone. So call 614-459-4820. We have Allison, and she is from St. Francis de Sales, Newark.
Hello,
hello.
Our first St. Francis de Sales caller. Allison, I love you.
And she said to say hi to you, Father.
Oh, neat.
And her kids go to St. Francis de Sales. And she became a silver sustaining member.
Wow.
So thank you, Allison.
Yeah.
And we have Joe from St. John Newman, and this is in honor of the hope of Jesus Christ. So thank you, Joe. And one of the things he likes is the program is that he has brought him back to the faith. The listening to St. Gabriel has brought
Praise
him back
God.
To,
nice,
to
nice.
The faith. So
way
thank
to
you
represent,
so much.
Way and to he, represent, Joe. Thank you.
Yeah,
and he
witness.
Became a business member. So... You know, if you want
hold
your
on.
Business.
Hold on. No,
wait, wait,
hold
wait, wait. What
on.
Is this business?
What is
we
this
have
business?
To know that.
We have to know the business.
It, oh, okay. If you can, if you donate at least 50 a month you oh. and you have your own business.
Right. Right.
But it's called J. Bando Enterprises.
J. Bando Enterprises?
J. Bando Enterprises.
How do you spell that?
J. Bando. Bando. B-A-N-D-O.
Enterprise.
And do you want me to spell enterprises for you also?
No, I can do that part. I have Google.
Jay Bando. So I know Jay Bando, okay? So actually, we've given the name away. Normally, we don't do the last name, but it's Bando, okay? It's Joe
okay.
Bando.
Okay.
And he is an awesome guy. And he runs a contracting business. I think his specialty, in fact, is concrete. You know, coming in and just like replacing your driveway or you know, whatever, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a big contract guy and big concrete guy. It's J. Bando Enterprises. Yeah.
J. Bando Enterprises.
J. Bando
okay.
Enterprises. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And I actually, Father John Ricardo just pointed out the other day on his show that Jesus was really a stonemason. Or one of the clips from yesterday's Spirit Tribe, Jesus was actually a stonemason.
Yeah. In fact, the Greek word for carpenter that the gospel uses is not so much about a person who does just wood. It's people who work with stone.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's interesting. So J. Bando Enterprises is right there.
It's right there. I mean, you're like working in the image of Jesus Christ himself. You're working on stone, you know?
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you for your support.
Yeah.
Okay.
And thank Jay Bando Enterprises for the business.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you heard Jay Bando and you didn't hear it from us. Okay. We want to thank Katie. And this is a beautiful story. Katie is from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh,
and
right.
And she sent in a gift. And she says, "I had a son named Gabriel who died in 2006. I was internet searching on the name Gabriel and I found y'all.
Oh, wow.
I listen on the internet on my phone and Bluetooth it to my car when I'm driving. You are a true blessing in my life. As a new Catholic, I don't have a whole lot of Catholic friends, and most of my family do not understand. So I don't have a lot of folks to discuss with, so I listen to y'all discussions. Now, she does put the y'all, so I'm just reading from her. So, Yahoo and hallelujah. I'm praying for my other son, Ben, to see the beauty of the Catholic Church. Love y'all. Praise God for Katie, and we're keeping her in our prayers. So keep calling 614-459-4820.
And where's Katie from?
She's from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Knoxville, Tennessee. Katie, I got to tell you something, because we're all family here. I have really good friends, the Montgomerys, who are in Knoxville, and maybe you'll meet them at your parish sometime. Paul and I went to college together. They're a wonderful Catholic family in Knoxville. It's a wonderful community, and we are going to especially lift up Gabriel in as much as he is kindred with us, as our we share the same common saint.
You know, what Katie just has done, it highlights something that I'd like to highlight just for a moment, and that is you don't have to listen to St. Gabriel Radio from a traditional radio, you know, like the radio in your car.
True.
There are apps for that now. In fact, St. Gabriel has its own app. You know, you can go to your phone app store and type in St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and you can get an app. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes when like I'm in my house in Newark.
Got it.
That I you know, I can't get a great signal, you know, in the house, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. So I just turn on my app on my phone and then turn my Bluetooth device on, and it's streaming without, you know, any static, any interruptions at all. So that's another way, folks, that you can be listening to St. Gabriel Radio, like in your car. A lot of us have Bluetooth, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that. And if you're getting in areas, although we cover like 3/4 of Ohio now,
yeah,
praise be to God, you might get into some areas where you start to get some crackling or whatever else. Just flip it onto the app and you're good to go.
Oh, you might be like Katie. You could share St. Gabriel Radio with your friends who aren't even in Ohio.
Yeah.
And look, the point of all of this is what? Is to bring the gospel of Jesus to every person and bring the joy that comes with it.
That's why we're doing the Spirit Drive, folks, is 614-459-4820. So 614-459-4820. The reason why we're doing this is to support this mission. I mean, without your support, we can't go on with this mission. And we do this year by year. We do this month by month. We do this sometimes week by week. And this is huge for us, the Spirit Drive, because the whole reason why we exist as a radio station, a Catholic radio station, in the Columbus area, the greater, and, you know, almost 3/4 of Ohio now, is so that we can get the word of God out. We have such great programming and such various programs, such great speakers that come on. And 24/7, you know, I talk to people and say, I work the late shift at such and such place. Mm-hmm. I'm there at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And they're able to get our signal, you know, because they listen on the app or they're listening on the radio. And while they're doing their work, they're growing in their faith. I mean, by your gift, you're helping people who, at all hours of the day, want access to the truth. And that's one of the things I love about being a part of St. Gabriel is being a part of proclaiming the truth of Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Father Dave, you and I are obviously sold, but there are so many other wonderful listeners who are themselves, I think, empowered to go out and be Christ to others. And we have one who's with us now in the studio, and that's Dave Hampton. Dave, I'm sure you know, because he's a member of St. John Newman Parish. Dave is a neat guy, and I want you to hear from him. Dave is actually a convert to the faith, and he's involved now in That Man Is You and in the Alpha program. But Dave, welcome to the show. I'd like you to tell us how you came to your faith and what AM 820 St. Gabriel Radio had to do with that.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for having me on. As Father Dave knows, you know, I was a Protestant for 11 years, and I found the faith through 820. I was channel surfing one day, and I was going through some issues, and I was channel surfing, and the dial landed on a guy who was preaching. He was screaming. And
I can already guess who this might be.
Exactly. So, but I didn't know anything about the Catholic faith. And I actually thought it was a Protestant station. I thought I'd landed on a Pentecostal station, and this guy was railing about something, but he was talking about something I'd been going through. So I said, I'm going to give this guy a listen, because he caught my attention. So I listened to him, and I listened for the whole block. I think it was maybe 20 minutes until it ended. And he nailed it, everything I was going through. And at the end, they said, you've been listening to Father Larry Richards on 820 Catholic Radio. I about fell out, man. I did not know Catholics preach like that. I thought, I had no clue.
Some of us do.
Some of us, and Father Dave does. Father Dave's a good one. Well, you know, because the Holy Spirit led me to St. John Newman, too, right after that. So he hooked me through Father Larry and 820 Radio. And then led me to St. John Newman, where we sat under Father Dave for probably a year and a half before he moved on. It was great. Mm-hmm. And I tell my family members about our pastor and Father Larry, and I've shared Father Larry videos with my Protestant families and my mother, and they're just amazed. They're absolutely amazed.
Really?
Yeah.
And I take it your family, they're not in the Catholic faith.
They are not.
They're probably only Christians, but not in the Catholic.
They're Christians, but not Catholic.
Wow. And then Dave came through the RCIA program along with his wife.
Yeah.
And it's awesome because, you know, when I was there at St. John Newman, to see him not just, you know, involved with coming to Mass on Sunday, right? Pew sitter. But then getting involved with Alpha and some of these other things you mentioned. And then coming also to daily Mass. I mean, it was incredible.
Wow. Well, I want to take a second and just our listeners, especially our listeners who pray for us and who support us financially, this is it. This is the proof. Catholic Radio changes hearts, brings people closer to Christ, the richness that we know that we have to share in Christ. It is happening. I mean, Dave, you and your wife are witnesses to that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I had to go through the process of telling my wife, because what happened was the Lord led me to stop at St. John Newman to talk after I found Father Larry. Because when I was in the car, I kept trying to find that guy on the radio. He wasn't on every day. But I drive by St. John, and the Holy Spirit was leading me to stop. And honestly, I didn't know if I was allowed in a Catholic church.
Sure.
I'm like, I'm not Catholic. Are they going to kick me out? So, I hope this is okay to say. I was pretty rough, okay? And I'm a former alcoholic.
Okay.
A recovering alcoholic.
Praise God.
And so the Holy Spirit one day just hit me. He said, you've been kicked out of many bars. Just add, if they kick you out, add that to your report. So I thought, you know, I would turn. So I turned around and I parked I went in, and they didn't kick me out. Listen. And I ended up spending about an hour and a half talking with Tina Birch in her office.
Wow.
And she was awesome.
She's our director for evangelization now at St. Francis de Sales.
Oh, praise God.
Go ahead.
And she gave me a copy of the catechism that day.
Mm-hmm.
And because I had a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And it was Mary.
And she gave me a copy. She said, here.
And she gave me a copy. She pulled it off the shelf. And she said, here, take this home and read it. And I fell in love with it because I took it home. Any subject I wanted to look up is in there.
Yeah.
And then it tells you what the church believes, and then it gives you the Bible reference where you can find it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I read that, and I started going to daily Mass. She said, you can come to daily Mass, but you can't partake of the Eucharist.
Right.
I said, well, that's fine. So I went to Wednesday Mass the next Wednesday, and I absolutely I knew that day I was going to be Catholic.
Wow. You've just highlighted several things. I just want to real quick say something about it. You know, that most of our brothers and sisters who are coming to the Catholic faith, our Catholics themselves often are concerned about them not being able to receive Holy Communion. But in the journey, you said, you know, oh, that's fine. Because you're on that journey. Right. You're willing to wait for something, you know, something beautiful. And you understand that you want to understand it better before you receive it. That's the first point. Second point is I love that, you know, you came to a parish that understood that the mission of the parish is evangelization.
Right.
You know, all of our parishes need to get on that train and start moving forward.
Absolutely.
We have forgotten that the reason why we exist in a neighborhood is to evangelize the neighborhood. you know, to bring everybody to Christ by whatever means necessary, you know, including just having an open door and somebody with a smiling face to welcome that person and say, I want to share with you Jesus Christ, you know. But it doesn't have to be the church either. It can be a neighborhood. It can be a brother-in-law. It can be a fellow employee. But that's our mission, Catholic Christians, is to evangelize everyone that we know, you know, and to do it in a variety of ways. It started right here by listening to AM 820.
Yeah. So listen.
So we ask you to call.
Yep.
And have an effect upon Dave is sitting here with us now.
Yeah.
To have an effect upon so many other Daves and other women and teens and so on. 614-459-4820. Just call us right now or go to stgabrielradio.com and help us continue to get the word out. Last word is this is, you know, over half our listeners are not Catholic.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Wow,
that
over half of our listeners. Yeah.
Listen, we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come right back. So while we break, give us a call at 614-459-4820 with your prayerful pledge of support. Dave Hampton, thank you for being with us, but we'll be right back. Don't change that dial. We have a lot of great stuff coming during this hour on AM 820's Fall Spirit Drive 2017.
Hello, this is Marcus Grodi, the host of The Journey Home, and thank you for listening to this Catholic radio station. Catholic radio is an absolutely essential voice in this day and age when we're surrounded by voices of every flavor. How are our children going to hear what's true when their lives are so inundated with so many voices? Catholic radio is there in the car, in the home. It's important, and it needs your support. Thanks to EWTN, our program is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to keep it on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like The Journey Home every day. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. Prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
I Am Only Mary, the novel, is a meditation on the life of Mary by Columbus author Tom Atzberger. Available on Amazon.com. That's I Am Only Mary on Amazon.com.
The Catholic Foundation makes it easy for you to get started with your estate plan. The Catholic Foundation helps you sort through your options and develop ideas on even the smallest of estates. With the Catholic Foundation, you can leave a legacy of love and faith uniquely aligned with your Catholic values. Start your plan giving conversation today at the Catholic Foundation, catholic-foundation.org.
Is it time to change the flooring in your home? Then you owe it to yourself to check out Evans Carpet Junkyard. Family owned and operated for 53 years, Evans Carpet offers a large selection of quality carpet, remnants, and flooring at great prices. Evans also offers binding for those comfortable area rugs. Stop by their spacious 20,000 square foot facility at 665 North Hague Avenue off of 70 West and stroll through the large inventory of in-stock flooring that's available for quick installations. Visit carpetjunkyard.com today. Evans Carpet Junkyard, quality carpet at junkyard prices.
Transform your space with Grace. Grace Transformations. From commercial remodeling to residential renovation, remodeling, and construction, we work with you to bring your ideas to life. No project is too big or too small. Catholic owned and operated, Grace Transformations offers exceptional quality at reasonable prices that fit every design and budget. So when you want to transform your space, do it with Grace. Grace Transformations. Get started at gracetransformations.com.
Town Money Saver. Shop locally, save locally. TownMoneySaver.com, a business underwriter and proud supporter of AM 820.
If you're like most, you're probably trying to tithe 10% each year but haven't gotten there just yet. One idea is to give progressively, that is, to give just a little more each year to build up to the 10% tithe. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio would encourage you to prioritize just a few dollars to radio evangelization. Support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio this week during our Spirit Drive fundraiser. Stand up for the truth and call 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com.
It's a good day, good day to be alive. Everyone sing now, so let's do more than just survive. That's what I'm saying. Don't lose sight of all the beauty that surrounds you. Don't let it pass you by. It's a good day to be alive.
It's a great day to be alive. Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Radio Fall Spirit Drive. I'm your host, Dave Martin. I'm here with Father Dave Sizemore, and in the studios, Dave Hampton. It's an all-Dave morning. Hey, listen, we want to take a minute and thank our supporters for what they're doing during this hour. Unbelievable. Father Dave, we are asking for pledges of support. We are hitting huge numbers as people are calling us. They're resetting our goals higher because our callers
are so... Hold on,
what?
You're giving us...
Yes!
No, you guys
they're
can't
moving the
do
bar,
that,
man!
No,
they're moving the
not
bar!
Not right!
We can do it because of our listeners, though.
You they can do it!
Our listeners are awesome. They are just calling us as sustaining members. They're calling us with leadership gifts. They're calling us with business memberships. We love you guys. Thank you so much. And listen, Bill Messerly, just our station manager, just told me something. Two of the calls he received, even during this hour, pledges of support, were from two members of our community who actually came to Catholicism because of Catholic Radio.
Wow. Just while Dave was talking.
This is real.
Yeah.
It's
beautiful.
There,
beautiful.
It is real. I mean, when you are supporting St. Gabriel with your prayers and with your financial support and with sharing us with others, you are evangelizing. You are bringing the gospel to others. You may be homebound, and you're praying for us, or you're putting us between your phone bill and your electric bill and supporting us. Every minute of every day, you are evangelizing. I mean, Dave Hampton is here. He is proof. That's
right.
What happens.
Yep. Exactly.
And we have an angel update here.
Ah, Deanna Marie has floated down.
She's
flown,
good morning. She's floated down from the heavens.
I did. Okay, we want to thank Julia for calling in. And she goes to St. Francis de Sales.
Oh, nice. Way to represent, Julia.
That's right. And she says, in honor of Father Sizemore.
Oh.
And also, she likes Father Ricardo, David Anders, and Catholic Answers. And she also was brought back to the faith by listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
That is so cool.
So we want you to keep calling 614-459-4820. And she became a platinum member. So thank you, Julia.
Whoa. There are levels of leadership.
There's, hold on. What? What?
Yes.
Okay, there's levels?
There levels
of leadership. Okay, so what are they? What are the levels?
You have bronze, silver, gold, or platinum.
Sweet.
So you can become a sustaining member at various levels of support where you commit yourself to a certain amount each month.
Sweet. Correct.
And our callers can walk you through that. Our call receivers can walk you through that.
Most definitely.
And wow. Well, thank you for being at platinum level.
Yes,
but thanks
thank
to all
you
of
so
you.
Much. Yes. Yes, we accept any amount.
It's such a generous
any
thing.
Amount.
No matter what you do, you're doing it with the Lord.
Okay, we want to thank Deanna, and she is from the Church of the Resurrection, and she says... She loves Father Sizemore because you baptized her years ago.
Whoa. So. Wait a minute. How old are you?
I'm 79.
Not only this, she became a leadership member, and that a leadership gift is $1,000 or more.
Oh, my God.
So,
wow.
Thank you.
God bless you, Deanna.
You.
Thank you. And she has a perfect name, too.
Yes, she does.
Deanna.
And we want to thank Jean from St. Francis de Sales.
Oh, man. St.
Francis de Sales. We're getting our groove on. We're getting our groove on.
And this is in honor of a friend named Connie who is going through some heart surgery.
Oh.
And it says she is one of Father Dave's people.
All right.
She's a peep. She's my peep.
And this is Father Ricardo. She likes Father Ricardo coming home and Patrick Madrid. And so keep calling 614-459-4820, or you can go online or on your phone like Doug has done. And he's from Williamsport, and he has made a wonderful donation.
Thank
you, Doug. And don't forget, we have the Our Lady of Fatima statue. Anybody who calls in, that is a 30-inch statue, same as that's in the studio. We also have a contest called Name the Dog, and that's our Dachshund. You may have seen the billboards out there. And the winner of that gets a family dinner gift certificate to the Cheesecake Factory.
Whoa,
now,
sweet.
If you're in the area,
and you can take Father Dave with you.
Yes, because
right.
I like cheesecake.
If you're in
strawberry
the area,
cheesecake.
Come
strawberry.
On in to 4673 Winterset Drive, and you can meet the staff, you can meet the priest, you can meet all the guests and all the volunteers. And we do have volunteers that bring in the food. So keep calling 614.
Go ahead.
459-4820.
I just wanted to mention they have awesome quiche here.
Yeah, he knows because he ate half of it.
I ate half of it during this hour.
actually, Deanna Marie, you make a great point. If you're around the station, do visit us. I mean, we are a community, and we'd love to see you. We have a chapel here. Feel free to come and spend a moment in our chapel. I mean, this is for the community, and you're the ones who are the cause of it, and you're the purpose for
and
it.
And we have quiche.
And we have quiche right now. We have quiche.
It's warm.
Till Father Dave gets it on.
Yeah, because I'm on for the next hour, so I might eat the other stuff.
And what you have been hearing throughout the week and today is that by having St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, there are a lot of people coming into the Catholic faith. So,
yes.
You know, we just need to keep building our numbers. And the Lord does say, you know, to go out in all the world. And this is the one of the ways that we can by listening to St. Gabriel
Preach
Radio. Call 614-459-4820.
And I'll tell you what, it's not just obviously for those who come back to the faith or come to the faith, but for those of us who've been in the faith, man, do I grow by listening to St. Gabriel Radio? And like Dave was saying, it's the Holy Spirit that I can turn on the radio at just the moment that I need to hear what's being said.
Yeah, it's so true. So true. Listen, we're just shy of our goal, right? So we need three more total gifts, and we need one more sustaining gift that's $20 or more. We're going to meet our goals for this hour, but we only got 10 more minutes, so please call.
We've got great listeners, Father
Dave.
This
is like
right
the best hour ever.
459-4820. Dave Hampton.
Yeah, I want to throw out a challenge to all the Catholic men who ride Harley-Davidson motorcycles.
Woo!
And I know there's a lot of them out there because I've met a bunch of them.
I want to ride a Harley Davidson.
Okay.
I'm a wannabe.
You count?
I'm
all
a wannabe. These too.
$20 for the year. $20 a month for the year.
That's a great challenge.
Yeah.
$20 a month for the year.
I know they're out there because I go to church with them.
Stop me if I'm wrong. Even beyond the Harley drivers, my sense is a lot of the folks I meet on motorbikes, they're really generous.
Yeah.
They're involved in things. They're committed. They enjoy life.
Absolutely.
They enjoy people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
This is a great challenge.
So,
your challenge again, Dave, to them?
All the Catholic men and women who ride Harley-Davidson motorcycles, $20 a month for a year to St. Gabriel Catholic
and
Radio.
And when you call, let us know you're a Harley rider.
That'd
be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be really
that would,
fun.
That would be cool. And that you're a Harley rider for Christ.
There you go.
Yeah. Because that's the best, right? You're combining Jesus and Harley bikes.
You're rumbling, you're rumbling for the resurrection.
There you go. I like that.
That is great. This is great stuff. Again, reach us at 614-459-4820. Thank you for your continuing generosity. I know we're going to make our goals because of the kind of listeners we have. Just amazing stuff. Dave, tell us a little bit more about how Catholic Radio sustains you now that you're in the church, and especially I'd be really interested, your family is not, your family of origin, they're Christians, which is beautiful. Mm-hmm. They may not understand Catholicism. Does St. Gabriel help you with that?
Absolutely. I learned so much, and still do, I learned so much about my faith listening to Catholic Radio. Catholic Answers Live has helped me answer my family's questions, because I will hear these subjects on Catholic Radio and will write them down. And then I'll go and do a little more study on them. And then I'm able to converse with my family about the Mary issue or the saints. There's a big misconception out there that Catholics worship Mary, not Jesus.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many people I run into that believe that. I'm thinking, no, we honor Mary because Luke 1, chapter 1, starting at verse 26, the angel of the Lord appeared to Mary, Gabriel, and he was a messenger from God. So what he said came from God. And he said, blessed are you, blessed. And if you look, I'm very analytic. If you look up the word blessed, it means holy, righteous, worthy to be honored, on and
worthy
on.
Worthy to be honored.
Exactly. So Gabriel from God, blessed art thou among women. And that's all women, not just Catholic women.
All women.
It's all among women.
Yeah.
I
Amen.
Love that. I love that.
That's beautiful.
And that when we go to her, with like any of the saints or our brothers and sisters here now, like you, the two of you sitting next to her, we simply ask her to pray for us and to pray with us, but right. we don't pray to her. And,
right.
and that's so beautiful that, you know, one of our programs is Catholic Answers, and that's just what it is. It just, it's a whole hour of, you know, and we have it all throughout the week, whole hour of opportunities just to learn the common questions and answer from a Catholic perspective what those sort of those answers are. So I love Catholic Answers. I listen to it mm-hmm. all the time. Listen, yeah, we want to tell you again, because we're just one gift shy.
Oh, one
more.
One
gift shy. We've got five more minutes. One gift shy, 614-459-4820. And if the phones are, we need to hear the phones ringing. You can, but if they start to ring and you can't get in, just go to stgabrielradio.com. Don't do that, by the way, while you're driving.
Yeah.
stgabrielradio.com.
Yeah.
But you can say, hey, Siri, dial 614-459-4820, you know?
And we'll walk you through it.
And Siri will take you right to us. I love her.
Honestly, if the Spirit has been moving you and kindling your heart, do it now. Don't wait any longer. Pick up the phone. Do it. I remember reading, even secular world is figuring this out. They're saying, guess what we've discovered? One of the greatest joys is in giving. That one of the greatest joys, things you can do with our money, our other resources, is to give to others, and we actually find a greater return for
Absolutely.
Ourselves. So anyone who's listened to the Lord knows that's Absolutely. True. But yes, please call us now. It'd be a great thing.
And Siri's recording everything because I said, hey, Siri. So she's trying to call right now, St. Gabriel Radio.
Well, there you go.
Hey, Siri, hang up on St. Gabriel Radio right now.
Hey, Siri, give all of Father Dave's money to St.
No,
Gabriel.
No, Siri, do not get into
yes,
my bank
Dave,
account.
Do it, do it. We are going to listen to a clip here as we head to the top of the hour. It's from one of our favorite shows, Alive for More. And we want you to enjoy it, but don't change the dial, because we'll be right back as the St. Gabriel Radio Fall Spirit Drive continues.
I know there's a lot of story behind this title, a lot of incarnations of it. So, I mean, what are we alive for? I mean, what is that more?
Well, I knew that this was going to be the name of the show. So I looked up in the Catechism. Again, I already mentioned it. Kelly's a big fan of the Catechism. So her first instinct, whenever I have a question, she's like, look it up in the Catechism. That's a great source. And it's great. The Catechism, it's question and answer form. So you look up a question, it has the answer right there. Could not be more simple. Mm-hmm. So what I read about why we were made is kind of cool. It says, God made us to know him, to love him, and to serve him in this mm-hmm. world. And to be happy with him forever in the next. So that's kind of right there in plain English. That's what we're here to do. That's our mission. And that's how we should do it. Now, whether we always do it or whether it's easy or not, that's a completely different story. But it's there, at least, for yeah. us to know.
You know, Joel, that's really interesting because not just the fact that I'm studying to be a priest, but we as seminarians have the opportunity to MC with the bishop at confirmations, which is mm-hmm. kind of making sure everything goes well. And it's no secret the bishop has the same homily for each confirmation. So each part of the confirmation, he has that as like, why did God make you? He asks the kids the question, why did God make you? And so, mm-hmm. like, I mean, when you said that, kind of gave me a flashback of wanting to talk about that homily. But mm-hmm. so,
and I think with that we have been created with this desire for something more, mm-hmm. and so that's the beauty of our creation, is that we have been created with this, as some people say, a God-sized hole in our heart that can only be filled with him. And, you know, we realize that we have been created for something more, and really that something is someone. We have mm-hmm. been created for someone more. And that desire just, you know, continues to burn within us, whether we know it's happening or not, but it really is.
I think that desire burns within us, but also that desire burns within God. You know, I just imagine him desiring us. Mm-hmm. We're made for this hole for God. But we learned in college about, you know, the covenant history. So the Bible is a love story, ultimately. Mm-hmm. We learned that we fell. We were in perfect relationship with God, with Adam and Eve, and we turned our backs against God. And so the rest of the Old Testament is God just pursuing man, coming back after one covenant after the other. Let's restore this relationship. I want you. And I think that God was thinking of us individually, maybe not, but that desire, that pursuit, like, I don't care that you're worshiping a golden calf. I want Nick Ventura one day to be happy with me in the next life. So I'm going to keep trying, and I'm going to keep coming after you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just that that relationship of a pursual. As a woman, we love to be pursued, right, Kayla?
Right.
Even if it's for 2 weeks, it's great. But God has been pursuing us for thousands of years. You know, it doesn't get much better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really beautiful, Tricia and Kayla, just that God-sized hole in our heart. I mean, that is a really beautiful image of mm-hmm. what we were made for. We were made for union with God. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, something that I've been reflecting on in anticipation of this show is that whole being called by God. The whole point of this show is not necessarily to talk about how we have already encountered God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because we have a journey. We have a place to go. We have more to grow in our relationship with the Lord. And what we're trying to do here is just kind of give a glimpse mm-hmm. of that universal call to holiness and mm-hmm. all the different vocations that we have, especially here in the mm-hmm. Diocese of Columbus.